We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gowhiteley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally. Hello and welcome to the show. Since Kate and I did this episode, we actually came into some new information, so we just wanted to give an update before we go into the rest of the show. So Bill C-47 is the one in question when it comes to our natural healthcare products. And within this bill is section 500-504 that specifically addresses natural supplements. And this bill was read on June 22nd of 2023. This is the third reading. It then received royal assent the same day and is actually now law. So when it comes to writing these letters and sending these cards in, the Savor Supplements SOS cards that you might see in some of your supplement stores, we're now asking our MPs, when we send all this information in, there's discussion letters that are out there, and even with those discussion letters or any of the letters that are on nhppa.org, which is Natural Health Products Protection Association, there are letters available on there that you can print. And then if you are inclined, this actually adds more weight to things further down the line. If you can add your own story in, how having natural supplements available in your life has impacted you, maybe where you were before you took them, and if you didn't have them, what would that mean for you? What does it mean to have these supplements available for you in your day-to-day life? Now, these are powerful things that we can send because we really want to get that information to our MPs. Some of them may not be aware, and we want to make sure that they are pushed to do what we the people want them to do and repeal these sections 500-504 of Bill C-47. So the resources again are saversupplements.ca, nhppa.org. Sean Buckley is another one you can look out for. He is on Twitter, I believe, at Sean Buckley Law. And all of this stuff will be posted in our show notes. So please enjoy the rest of the show. And once again, have a great day. Hello and welcome to this week's show. And I have a question for everyone out there listening. Who values having choice when it comes to their health? Who values having choice when it comes to their health, as far as if you want to go the medical route or if you want to go the natural route? And if you're going the natural route, do you want to have options as far as supplementation, homeopathics, even an alternative to your toothpaste, to pain meds, things like that, or pain management rather? Are these things that you value in your day-to-day life that you want to have an option to have available to you? And this is kind of something we want to talk a little bit briefly before we get into reasons why we think supplementation being an option for people is very valuable. Now, it's Health Canada who is looking to change the regulations around supplementation, and this could lead to increased costs and fewer products that are being available to Canadians. One of the resources that we want to share with everyone is saversupplements.ca. This is somewhere where you can go and find out more information as far as what's going on with the regulations a little bit and ways you can help support hopefully not seeing these changes come to pass. Because there's a few stats on here as far as it says, we launched an economic impact study to find out how this would impact our industry, and we found 76% of brands said there's a very high chance they will need to pull product from the market as a result of these regulations. One in five companies said they are seriously considering leaving the Canadian market. Exciting new products and international brands will likely not come to Canada because the regulatory burden will be too severe. And 66% of companies said it would have a negative impact on employment. So these are just a few things that are on the site, but if you want to find out more, please go check that out. So that's just a little bit of why we want to talk about supplementation today. And we're going to get into why we think it's a valuable resource to have when it comes to improving your health and improving your whole life. So do you want to get us started?
Sure. And I mean, a lot of people take supplementation. So I can't imagine this would be a foreign concept for you. Even things as simple as vitamin C, or if you're looking to boost your immune system, vitamin D is another big one. And a lot of supplements have been talked about more so, especially over the last 3 years, when we've had a reason to make sure that immune is given a priority and we're giving our body the support that we need to. But there's just a lot of supplements that people take for a variety of different things. And I know for myself, someone who went the medical route in the past and wasn't getting the results that I was looking for, finding a natural way of doing things kind of became really clear to me that it was something that I wanted to pursue. And a lot of the clients that I've spoken to in the last couple of weeks as well, because we've been handing out these postcards and kind of trying to gain awareness for people that supplementation and these regulations that could be coming from Health Canada is not really a good thing when it comes to our ability to choose what we want to do to support our bodies and to promote our health. And even things like if you're dealing with a stressful time in your life or a stressful situation, vitamins like B vitamins are going to be expelled really easily by the body in a period of stress. So is magnesium, which is a mineral that's really important for a lot of symptoms or sorry, systems and processes in our body, and we need it. And if you're not able to get this, what's going to be the alternative? I know a lot of people like food, supplements are meant as a supplement to a healthy diet, which absolutely is still important to make sure that you're eating good quality food. But we're at a point now where the soil doesn't have the nutrients and all of the benefits that we should be getting from our food is lacking. I'm sorry to say, but our soil has been depleted. So if you're not getting everything you need from your food, having the ability to take some supplements so that your system is getting what it needs is really important. And if we get rid of these or limit the choice or the ability to get, the things that you're used to, the brands that you love and trust, the things that your body needs, it's not going to help us overall in terms of better health, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, as you said, taking away choice is never a better alternative, I would say. Is having more options as far as wanting to have better health, I think is always a great option, always great to have. When you take away something from somebody and then you're only giving them one route to fall along, it's not choice anymore. There's no longer choice. It's like this is the only way you can do something. There's a lot more, if control is a good word, you're controlling a population by not allowing them to decide what is best for them. You are dictator in a way is kind of coming up in my head, right? And you've got the government taking steps to control more portions of your life. And I don't think that the government should have a say in what I do for my health. I think it should be my call. And up to me to decide what I think is best. No one else should decide that.
Yeah, and I mean, if the regulations are coming in and things are being limited, not every single person is the same.
No,
So if you
not at all.
have, one or two options that people can take, that might work really well for some people, but for other people it may be terrible. They may have the opposite reaction that they're desiring or that they're looking to get from whatever the products are that they're using. And so it's going to take away the ability for us to be very customized in terms of making sure that we're taking things that are the exact right fit for our body, which from a practitioner perspective, that's not an exciting thing to think about because that's what we like to do for our clients is make sure that, yes, we do recommend supplements for each person, but we make sure that we're recommending the exact right supplements that their body
Yeah.
tests for. It's
It's
the
not a blanketed
frequency that
approach, right?
exactly that matches the needs of their body. And if we're limiting and saying like, oh, okay, you want Skittles? Well, there's only red and green Skittles now. Your favorite's yellow? Too bad.
Too bad.
You
Out of
can
luck.
have red or you can have green. It's going to be okay for the people who like red and green Skittles, but for the people who like all the other colors, it's not going to be a happy situation. And health is going to be impacted more for some people than others, which is also not a fair way to look at things. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be more expensive.
Yes.
That's another fact of that's concerning, because already people, when it comes to doing a natural health approach, suddenly this is a way of taking care of yourself and advocating for yourself that you already have to pay out of pocket for the most part, because OHIP or, you know, the Canadian healthcare doesn't offer much in terms of natural support. And now you're going to have to pay more mm-hmm. because these supplements are going to cost more to get into the country if they're not made in Canada, and they're going to cost you more in general. And how is that fair? People want to do things that are going to help themselves get healthier, live better lives. And Health Canada is saying, no.
Yeah, Health Canada. Mm-hmm. And for those who maybe are in a lower economic level, who maybe they're able to get supplementation right now, when and if these regulations come to pass, maybe these households will not be able to afford the supplements that they've been relying on. And I mean, in the world as it is right now, inflation has gone up and prices have gone up. So what does that look like with regulations? And if inflation continues to go the way it is going, it's going to be a lot of people who are not going to have the option just based on price alone, never mind taking out the options that are limited. If people can't afford it, they're not going to be able to go that route. And then, there, as you said, paying out of pocket, benefits only cover certain things. And that's another issue that people will run into.
Yeah. And I mean, the whole point of this talk, yes, we want to kind of emphasize, and a lot of people are becoming really aware of this, which is good and exciting to hear that, you know, clients are coming into the health food stores and coming into different places and saying, like, what can we do? How can we kind of stand up for this? Because there are a lot of people who do rely on natural health products on a regular basis and realize what an impact this is going to have on their life if these regulations go through. But that was something we wanted to address on this talk, but we also wanted to talk about like how supplementation is really important at this in 2023, at this stage of society and living a healthy life, just because we're not getting the nutrients and the vitamins and the minerals from our food that we used to in the past. And I know, you know, I've seen a lot of people, even if it's like experts or people on social media and stuff, saying like, you don't need supplements, you can do everything with diet. And I agree, diet is a really important part of it, but we're at a stage now where the soil is not giving us everything that we need. And people can get deficient and depleted. And if your body is not able to rebuild itself properly and not able to fight things off on its own and not able to function the way that it's supposed to be because it's lacking minerals or vitamins or important nutrients, you're not going to be optimally healthy. Mm-hmm. And so like popping a supplement, yes, can sometimes be a bit of a band-aid, and we need to work on the system and rebuilding things overall so that the body improves in health. But like taking supplements is a reality that I know I will use for the rest of my life, because as far as things are right now and the way things have evolved in the last 40 years, I don't see mm-hmm. that getting better. The quality of our soil, the quality of the nutrients in the food. So taking supplements is something that it is important, and it's important to figure out what are the supplements that you need as well, the exact ones for you, because I know there's a lot of information out there now, and you know, people can come to me and say, oh, you know, Dr. Oz was talking about this, or this show was talking about this, or, and you can end up with like a laundry list of supplements that you're taking, but if they're not the supplements that your body needs and that are going to benefit you, you are wasting your money in a sense, and it can actually be counterproductive. An example of that is zinc, which is an interesting conversation as well. Do you want to get into that?
When it comes to nature, God is smart in how things are packaged, and there's certain ratios and certain balances that come together as far as whether it's food and how you need to digest and absorb nutrients from things, like eating, say, a chicken with the skin and all the fat and everything, that comes as a package, and we should be consuming all portions of that in order to get the most out of that food. And it's the same when it comes to minerals in our body and how things relate to each other. There's a balance between, as you said, zinc, between zinc and copper. And if those ratios are not where they're supposed to be for your body, it's going to cause issues.
Yeah. And there, I mean, there's other ones as well. There's like vitamin D. If you're taking vitamin D mm-hmm. and you're not taking vitamin K2, your body's not going to be able to use it properly. And so there's like synergistic balances that we need to keep in mind when we're taking these things. And sometimes people can be taking supplements and like, I feel like garbage. Why do I feel mm-hmm. like crap? And it can be not impacting the natural balance in your system in the way that it should be. And so like supplements, yes, are incredibly valuable and have a very important role, but talking to someone who understands how the body works and what your body actually needs can be a really beneficial thing to take a look at as well. And as I said, that's where, you know, we test our clients to see what does your body actually need? Because you can take too much when it comes to supplements, mm-hmm. for sure. You can take things that counteract each other. And so it is important to make sure that you're taking the right supplements for yourself. But they are an important part of overall health as well.
I think that's, as you kind of touched on already, as far as the right supplement for a person will be the one that you test for. And that is something that we have the ability to do using quantum nutrition testing. We're able to one tap into the body and see what they need and which supplement's best for them.
It's not opinion. That's the thing too, no. Right? If you're looking at, you know, Dr. Oz, or looking at all these people who are saying, mm-hmm. oh, you need to take this supplement. We ask your body.
Yes. Your body gives us the answer.
What do you need?
Yeah.
So that's
And what priority do you need that as well? Mm-hmm. What's the priority that your body needs for that to take place in? Because as we said, everyone is different. Everybody's chemistry in their body, everything, all the microbiomes, everything's different for you. And this is why we love quantum nutrition testing, because we can cater specifically to what your body needs.
Yeah. So, you know, hopefully you got something from this today. And ultimately, like we said, our goal is to help anyone who isn't aware or doesn't know what Health Canada is proposing in terms of the regulations that are coming up. Like, this is going to impact all natural health practitioners, every single person who uses natural health products. This isn't just supplements. This is, do you use a natural toothpaste? Do you use a natural deodorant? Do you use any of the natural personal care products? This mm-hmm. is going to impact all of those as well. And like something, anyways, we had this discussion before we started talking on here today, but just in the sense of, how are the personal care products that contain chemicals that are endocrine disruptors, how are those not regulated? But now they're talking about regulating the natural stuff. But anyways, yeah, we wanted to kind of get this. I know a lot of people, and because we've both seen it in terms of talking to other people and health food stores, and people are starting to understand this, but there are so many of us that still don't. And if this is something that has value to you, we need to stand up for this. Mm-hmm. And there's other learning that you can do in terms of what's going on, for sure. Don't just take our word for it. We'll drop some stuff in the show notes, some links you can look at. SaveOurSupplements.ca is a really good one to get started. And there's an easy way on that site where you can like send a letter to, I think it's to your MP.
I believe it is, yes.
Because a lot of people know about this. A lot of supplement users know about this. Every natural health practitioner knows about this right now, but a lot of the MPs don't. And a lot of the people that have the ability to take this forward and hopefully impact whether this decision is made or not may not even know about this. So this is where we can participate and really get our, you know, our thoughts and our opinions out there, hopefully.
Perfect. Well said. So hopefully, as Kate said, hopefully you got some value from this. If there's someone that you know who would need to hear this information, someone who uses supplementation in their daily life or in their life at all, share this with them, get this message out. We want to make sure that we have options when it comes to our health and what we can decide to, what avenue we can decide to go down. So thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. And we'll see you on the next episode.